I'm sure I'm going to ruffle some feathers with this episode, but we're talking the fun, the negative, and the ugly of alcohol. Welcome to Bliss Up with Steph. I'm your host, Stephanie, and for over a decade, I've been navigating the health and wellness trends as a fitness trainer, nutritionist, and business owner, with the goal of empowering others to pay attention and listen to themselves so they can be more fulfilled and show up as their best. It's time to slow down and balance your wellness to be more aware, more authentic, and more aligned so you can rise above the half-assed shit in life. Let me first start off by saying I'm not a therapist, so this isn't going to be referring to any specific condition. So if you do need more direct support with this, please seek the help you need from a qualified professional. These are just my opinions as someone in the health and wellness field that focuses on your health as a whole. This will be a unique perspective on alcohol and whether it can be a part of a healthy lifestyle. This episode isn't meant to scare you away from drinking alcohol or to tell you it's bad or that you need to cut it completely out of your life forever. I don't believe in restricting and depriving yourself of things you like, but I do want you to become more aware of why you like it and why you want it in your life. So I'm here to provide you with the facts of alcohol and how it impacts your physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental health, so that you can make your own informed decisions regarding your use. Because alcohol has become so normalized in life. It's your birthday? Let's get drunk. It's a football game? Let's get drunk. It's vacation? Let's get drunk. Every occasion we find a reason to drink. And almost any activity we do involves drinking. And look, I get it. It's usually a good, fun time. But there are definitely some complications that come with it as well. So hear me out, and maybe it will open your eyes to your mindset regarding alcohol, because mine has definitely shifted over the years. First and foremost, alcohol is literally a neurotoxin. It's poison. It is considered beverage ethanol, and to put this in perspective, non-beverage ethanol is found in substances such as mouthwash, cologne, and cough medicine. Alcohol is the most common form of ethanol and is the oldest and most widely used and abused substance. And alcohol is classified as a group 1 carcinogen, which is again a toxin. Let's talk some terms as it relates to alcohol and what it really means. The word alcohol itself is said to come from the Arabic word alcohol, which translates to body eating spirit. Getting faded is because it literally dwindles your light while under the influence or intoxicated. Spirits, because some people believe that when you drink alcohol, you're opening the portal to evil, which could include possession by demons. Blacking out, because your memory is black or blank, you don't have any recollection of what happened. I've had plenty of fun drunken nights. But I've also had plenty of problematic drunken nights that we'll talk about a little later. But let's first talk about the fun, the negative, and the ugly of alcohol. So the fun of alcohol. I think we can all agree that it contributes to at least some fun, right? Because why else would we do it? But if you think about the fun parts of drinking and why you do it, it's probably because you feel more confident, you're more social, you care less about what other people think of you, you may be happier. But like, what if you had all of that without alcohol? Isn't all those qualities a part of a happy, healthy life? So it really makes you think, why do we rely on alcohol to achieve this? The negatives of alcohol are going to be in terms of the short-term effects. And obviously, these immediate effects aren't so fun. So alcohol gets quickly absorbed into the body and could cause slurred speech, incoordination, gait instability, impaired judgment and vision, memory loss, sedation, and other cognitive dysfunctions. digestion is impaired because alcohol gets priority over nutrients, and you may feel nauseous or start vomiting after drinking because your body is essentially trying to get rid of it because it doesn't really know how to process it. Alcohol also causes dehydration because it acts as a diuretic, and so you lose body water as well as important minerals such as magnesium. Alcohol causes your body to release stress hormones and actually lowers your dopamine levels and other happiness neurotransmitters after the initial buzz, which definitely contributes to why you may feel hungover the following day. Another reason you may feel hungover being that alcohol negatively affects your REM sleep. Even if you don't feel like complete shit the next day, maybe you're experiencing more anxiety. I was watching Resident Alien on Netflix, which is about this alien who is living on this planet in a human's body. So he has to try and fit in. And he went out with the other humans and drank and partied. And the next day he felt like complete garbage. And he's like, this is probably only affects me this way because I'm an alien, because there's no way this could affect humans like this, or they wouldn't still do it. But we do. And it's like, why? Like, would we want to feel crappy for multiple days after just to have a couple hours of fun? Malnutrition also can occur because with chronic alcohol abuse, you're either drinking and not eating because you don't feel hungry, which reduces the nutrients you could be receiving from your diet, and or alcohol interferes with the metabolism nutrients. And even without chronic alcohol abuse, like I know in college we used to eat less just to get drunk faster, which is a horrible way to look at it because alcohol doesn't provide your body with any nutrients. So you're essentially replacing the calories your body needs with alcohol that your body doesn't even want. Those are some internal responses of our body. And alcohol could also affect us externally. So maybe you had a fight with someone or said or did something you're embarrassed of or regret, or worse, you blacked out and don't remember what happened. So then you have anxiety about what you did or didn't say. And I believe that alcohol exacerbates your mood. So if you're happy and you start drinking, maybe you'll feel happier. But if you're pissed or sad and then you start drinking, then it's probably going to make it worse and put you in even a worse headspace, which is just setting yourself up for failure. On the energetic side, alcohol can lower your vibration because alcohol itself is low vibrational. It's a depressant. And I love solfeggio frequencies. We'll discuss this in another episode, but it's actually the music that plays in the intro of this podcast. And solfeggio frequencies are high frequency of sound. And I remember one night when I was with a bunch of people who were drinking, I played it and literally nobody could hear it because they were so low vibrational. And this frequency is so high vibrational that they literally couldn't comprehend it. And that just blew my mind. Alcohol also opens leaks in your energetic and auric fields, especially if you're an empath or highly sensitive person, because your guard is probably lowered because you may feel more relaxed when drinking. And then if you're out and in mixed atmospheres, you're exposing yourself to various energies and you may pick up lower energies. And side note, this is why I created an essential oil spray to protect your energy for when empaths go out. But not only does it lower your energy, it also lowers your mood because maybe you get down on yourself the next day, like, ugh, why did I let myself drink so much? Or I always mess up and look stupid when I drink, or say any other negative thing to yourself that will absolutely contribute to an even lower mood. And we attract what we are, right? So that'll just attract more negativity into your life. And because of this negative feeling, you may miss out on a lot of gifts and blessings of life. Like you'll probably not want to go outside or be in sunlight the day after, or maybe you miss opportunities that are given to you. It also may block your intuition because you become so disconnected and disassociated from your body, which also stunts your spiritual growth. And on the other side, it amplifies the voice of the ego. So it naturally exaggerates existing feelings of fear and lack and anxiety and judgment and other negative feelings. And the ugly of alcohol, or this is going to be the long-term effects of chronic alcohol use. So we may become addicted, have decreased immune function and the function of organs, develop health diseases or conditions, may get injured, even death, traffic accidents, suicide. 1 in 12 adults have alcohol use disorder. And this may surprise you in how that is defined. It is defined as more than 3 drinks a day in men and more than 2 drinks a day in females. Patients with alcohol use disorder are at a high risk of seizures and hallucinations when alcohol is withdrawn. Alcohol also affects multiple organ symptoms, which could cause fatty liver, which is the first stage of deterioration seen in heavy drinkers. And alcohol liver disease is one of the primary causes of chronic liver disease. Alcohol also affects the cardiovascular system, resulting in heart disease, hypertension, and various types of cancer. Depression could also occur because alcohol sedates inhibitory nerves, acting as a central nervous system depressant, and cause brain cells to die. And unfortunately, not all brain cells can regenerate once they're gone. Death is also a possibility with acute and chronic alcohol use. Approximately 3.3 million deaths can be attributed to alcohol use, and it is the 4th leading preventable cause of death in the United States, meaning we can prevent those deaths. And it is directly responsible for more than half of traffic accidents. And alcohol is going to affect everyone differently, because as I will continue to drill this into your head, everybody is different. And even based on certain genes that you have. In grad school, we had a whole class on epigenetics and how different dietary and lifestyle protocols are more beneficial for certain genes. And actually, if you have the COMT genotype, then you have an increased risk of alcohol use disorder, which is really interesting and something to be aware of, because maybe it's something that you could prevent if you knew. The speed of absorption of alcohol also differs and can be affected by what you ate the day of drinking, if you're a female, if you also smoke cigarettes, and the concentration of alcohol in the beverage, as well as your tolerance to alcohol, because someone who drinks a lot would be able to handle more alcohol than someone who doesn't, which isn't something to be proud of or try to challenge, because then that's just more alcohol that you have to drink to get the same buzz or feeling that you're after, which is more money spent, more calories consumed, and more alcohol that your body has to try to get rid of. And everybody treats alcohol differently. Are you aware of the type of relationship that you have with alcohol? Let's discuss the why, the how, the what, the when, and the where. So why are you drinking? Are you drinking to forget? Are you drinking to mask your pain or escape your feelings? Are you drinking to fill a void? Are you drinking because you truly want to? Are you drinking because your friends are? Are you drinking because that's how you de-stress? And how much are you drinking? After finishing a drink, I think it's really important to check in with yourself and ask yourself, do you really want another drink? What will that next drink bring you? And what you're drinking, the type of alcohol you're consuming, and making sure that you're not mixing alcohols may help you be able to get rid of the alcohol more quickly and not feel as terrible the next day. And the when, how long you've been drinking for. Like if you took 2 shots within 30 minutes, that's going to hit you a lot harder than 2 shots within 3 hours. And time is the only thing that can get rid of alcohol. And we also have to include where you're drinking for safety reasons. Make sure that you have a safe ride home, please. And not to mention how your relationship with alcohol could affect your loved ones' lives as well as your relationship with them. So if doing it for yourself isn't enough, although believing you're worthy and deserving of good is important, Think about how it could also impact others. Maybe the relationship with your partner or your friends or your children. Are you able to show up as your best? And don't get me wrong, I love me a good dirty martini or spicy marg, but like I said, alcohol has contributed to plenty of problems in my life, and I've become more and more aware of this. When I was younger, in college and such, I didn't really think about it. Everybody was drinking, and it felt like it was just a part of the experience, you know? But as my life evolved, I've become more aware of how alcohol has affected me, and I've recognized the issue that it can be in my life. And I really like this quote that I've heard because it really hits home. Quote, "I don't have a problem with alcohol, but alcohol is a problem in my life," end quote. Because you may very well not have a problem with alcohol. Like, you could stop drinking whenever you want, you drink in moderation, or you don't need a drink because you're stressed or whatever. But it could still cause issues in your life. Like, maybe you get into a fight with your significant other, or you become more emotional so you can't communicate well, and that causes problems that wouldn't have happened if you weren't in that state. And I know that's been me in the past, and I'm not proud of it. And I don't know, maybe I used to turn to drinking because I wasn't comfortable in myself and I wasn't confident. And that was my way of coping. Not to say that was healthy in any way, but it's good to come to terms with that and recognize that. And I've also become more connected with myself in general, and I'm now proud of who I am. And I know that when I drink sometimes, I become less of that person. And why would I want to become less than who I want to be and who I'm meant to be? So since I'm more connected, I can really feel sometimes when I start to get disconnected from myself while I'm drinking. So I make sure to continuously check in with myself. And lately, it's rare for me to have more than one drink, if I do even have a drink, because if I am craving one and I have the drink, I always ask myself afterwards and check in and say, do I want another one? What will that bring me? And if the answer isn't anything good, then I don't need it. And this is still a practice for me. I am in no way perfect, and I don't know if I want to cut this completely out of my life. But like I said, I have become more aware of how it affects me, and I'm making better choices for my overall well-being. So the big question everybody wants to know is, can you fit alcohol into your wellness journey? And the answer is maybe. It's largely due to how often you're drinking, how you're supporting your body while you're drinking and otherwise, and assessing your relationship with alcohol. So let's talk about what we can do the day of when we know we're going to be drinking later. Make sure you stay hydrated. Drink lots of water before, during, and after drinking. I recommend drinking one glass of water in between each alcoholic beverage because a lot of times we are drinking the alcohol, so we like feel like we're hydrating, which we are not. We are dehydrating. So we need to make sure that we are rehydrating and kind of balance it out. Not really balancing out, but we're going to try our best if you choose to drink. Drink electrolytes the day of and the day after drinking, as alcohol depletes magnesium and other essential minerals in the body. I really love Element packets. They're high sodium, magnesium, there's potassium, so all of the major electrolytes, and they taste really good. And I actually like to sprinkle a little bit in my drinks if I am drinking on a night out, and that also allows me to get more electrolytes in. Make sure to eat balanced meals of protein, carbs, and healthy fat. We are not in college. We're not trying to not eat so that we get drunk faster. We are adults. If you're not an adult, actually you are an adult because you have to be over 21 to be drinking, but make sure you are eating balanced meals because one, it'll kind of have like a base for when you do drink, and it will also hopefully avoid some snacking while drinking because your body has a tough time digesting alcohol as it is. So especially if you're eating high calorie or fatty food, which is what you would probably crave while drinking, your body gets so overwhelmed with everything that has to digest and absorb. So try to eat those balanced meals prior to drinking, if you do choose to drink. Supplementation may also be helpful after drinking, like taking an activated charcoal when you get home. What's the other supplement? No Days Wasted I started taking. If I drink that night, it's made with like milk thistle and other natural herbs that could help your body to kind of detox the alcohol. And make sure you get sleep. You probably won't get the highest quality sleep since your body is stressed out and working hard to detox the alcohol, but we primarily detox while we sleep. So make sure you are resting your body, resting your mind, and trying to get some sleep. And be mindful of how much you're drinking and what you're drinking, because different alcohol may affect you differently. I know personally, vodka does not work well for me, so I avoid it. And that's something that took me a while to realize, but now that I realize, I know to stay away from it. And also don't mix alcohol. That's another thing that I found. If I drink a lot of different types of alcohol, that does not make me feel good the next day, even worse than a usual hangover. So that's something also to keep in mind, trying to stick with the same alcohol throughout the night. And know how alcohol affects you personally and what your limit is. If you know 3 drinks is where you start to feel a little too cray-cray, do you really need that 3rd drink? Probably not. Have some water instead. And to this point, there are different things that may affect your limit. So for instance, one time, vividly remember that I did wet cupping, which is when basically you're drawing blood out of the body, like in the cups. So you're detoxing your blood. And that made my tolerance decrease so much. And I didn't think of that when I went to go drink the following, like a couple days after. And that was not a pretty sight. So be aware of how different activities may change your tolerance. Like if you went in sauna or like hot yoga and you were sweating a lot, your tolerance probably would lower as well. So just be aware of things like that too. So to conclude, there's a lot of merit in this seemingly sober trend that we've been seeing lately. Is alcohol enhancing your health and life, or is it interfering with it? If this has opened your eyes to the complications of alcohol consumption, or if this has solidified your curiosity in sober living, how could you approach this? I've been loving CBD seltzers lately. They've become much more popular and they're perfect for just hanging out when maybe you'd usually be sipping a beer or a high noon or something. And they give you that relaxing feeling without the alcohol and all the complications that come with it. A lot of breweries and restaurants are now offering that as an option. So that's something to look out for. Or you could also grab a mocktail. Remember that mocktails do contain a lot of sugar still, so I would ask for a splash of seltzer or club soda to cut the sugar content a little bit and make it a little bit less sweet. And if you're hesitant to make a change because you don't know what your friends are going to say, number one, ask yourself why your friends wouldn't support this. It's something that you want and something that would benefit your health and life. So if your friends aren't supportive of that, take inventory of that. And number two, if you have plans to go out with your friends and you really don't want to explain yourself, which you don't have to, you could always ask for a club soda with lemon or lime, and everybody will just assume it's an alcoholic beverage, because I know I've heard a lot of people saying that people will just automatically assume you're pregnant, which just goes to show how normalized alcohol is, and that if you're not drinking, people question you, which is just so backwards because it's you trying to better your health and the quality of your life. So you would think and hope that people would be supportive of that. That may be a them problem and you're just triggering them, unfortunately. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode and how your personal relationship with alcohol has evolved over the years. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and share with someone who will benefit so we can continue to raise the vibration. You can follow me, our guests, Flexible Wellness, and the podcast using the links in the show notes. Come back next Thursday for another new episode. Until then, slow down and bliss up, babes.